The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive. Apple Podcasts will no longer use the word subscribe in a few weeks. Listeners will be invited to follow their favourite podcasts instead. The new wording will be in iOS 14.5, which should be released later this month and is already available in beta. We expect Apple to communicate further with creators and listeners when this version of iOS is released. It's a seemingly small change, but it could dramatically affect the industry. Tom Webster from Edison Research says 47% of people who don't currently listen to podcasts think that subscribing to one will cost money. He describes it as a stone in the shoe of podcasting's growth run, telling PodNews today that podcasters will have no choice but to adapt their language accordingly or risk confusing listeners. Other larger podcast apps have already changed. Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, and Amazon Music all use the word follow. Meanwhile, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Overcast, and Castro are still stuck with the word subscribe. Our opinion? The word subscribe has been confusing potential listeners for more than 15 years. It's time for every podcast app to copy Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and Amazon by using the word follow, and for every podcaster to follow their lead. The way we talk about podcasts has changed forever, and that's probably a good thing. In other news today, Magellan AI has investigated how daily news shows place ads in their episode. Of note, the New York Times insists on full verbatim scripts, not talking points. Hubbard Broadcasting, a US radio operator, has launched Podcast DC, a podcast app focusing on shows about Washington, DC. Apple is adding kids' podcast recommendations to follow in Apple Podcasts in the US, working with a non-profit company called Common Sense Media. The chair of the IAB's board of directors has been named as Gina Garubo, the president and CEO of National Public Media. Resonate Recordings has taken on a $250,000 loan from Render Capital to develop new software with the mission to make podcasting easier. ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia is celebrating record year-on-year growth and has published details about genres. And AdLarge has made some promotions to their senior management team.
Though it is well documented that somebody shot the sheriff, who really was that somebody? Why did they shoot him? And what happened to the equally well documented unshot deputy?
That's a clip from Cold Case Crime Cuts, which actually elicited some laughing out loud over the weekend. It's very good. From Who Shot Who at the Copacabana to Was the Deputy, in fact, asking for it in I Shot the Sheriff, American journalist and also podcaster Mason Lane unravels the mysteries both behind and inside the enigmas. We recommend it more than we recommend most podcasts. It's that good. You should follow it today. And we've been recommended the first podcast we've ever been pitched in the language of Azerbaijani. We've no idea how to pronounce it, but you'll find it in our newsletter today. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.